Not all candidates to be Nashville's next mayor are completely sold on building a $100 million system of floodwalls and pumps to protect downtown. One candidate has taken a position against the project.
You know, I've not found one person in this community that thinks that that $100 million floodwall is a good idea.
Apartment complex developer Bill Freeman says as it stands, he doesn't think it would be money well spent.
Now, we're all going to look bad if next spring we have another major flood and downtown floods again, but the experts tell us that that's a once in a 500-year type of event.
The project still needs approval from the Metro Council, so council member Megan Berry will get a say whether or not she becomes mayor.
You're not hearing a yes, but you're not hearing a no either. Ultimately, I want to understand in more detail what the actual plan looks like. $100 million is a lot of money.
That money would come out of everyone's water bills. No rate hike is needed, but it would divert funding from other sewer repairs or improvements. Three candidates play it safe. Former school board chairman David Fox, attorney Charles Robert Bone, and charter school founder Jeremy Kane express concern about harder hit areas, but generally approve of fortifying downtown from the Cumberland River.
I'm not going to quibble with that as a priority. It's an important economic area for us. It generates a lot of tax revenue.
At the same time, I think we also have to be mindful of some other areas in town that warrant that same consideration and that same protection.
Because we still have devastation that you can still see to this day in Bellevue. You still see it around Hermitage and elsewhere.
Again, that was Fox, Bone, and then Kane. Unpleasant but necessary is where the final two candidates come down.
It might be easy to kick that can down the road.
But businesswoman Linda Rebrovic says the city can't afford to.
After what we went through and the billions of dollars that it cost our businesses.
Criminal court clerk Howard Gentry is the most unequivocal about his support, whatever the cost.
Sometimes we have to hurt a little bit for the good of the city.
And Gentry says downtown is the heartbeat. If a $100 million flood wall can truly be a shield, Gentry says it would benefit everyone in Davidson County. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.